理课堂听 class.com。
Page 242. Showtime. Well, we'd better start. I would like to start by welcoming everyone. This is the first meeting in our new series of weekly meetings just for the engineers. Some of you have been asking for a regular meeting for a long time, so I am sure you are eager to get started. I hope these meetings will be beneficial. The reason we are here today is to discuss the two most important issues we will be dealing with next month.Most of you have asked me to include these on the agenda, and I have done so. As you can see on the agenda, these issues are 1. The renovation of our error assessment lab, and 2. The selection of the design team for our future L501 chip. The meeting will finish at noon. That gives us 2 hours. Ordinarily, the meetings will last only 1 hour, but I think this first meeting will require a lot of discussion, since you are all eager to discuss the two issues on the agenda.So, let's begin with the first item of business, error assessment lab renovation. Let's begin by going around the table and getting everyone's opinion before we have free discussion.
Showtime. We have had some very interesting discussions. Well, it is almost noon now, so let's go over the main points again. First, the renovation of the error assessment lab. All of you agree that the lab needs to be renovated.Some of you even think there are a few fire hazards in the lab, so I will take your specific ideas to the president tomorrow. Second, the design team for the L501 chip. Henry, you have agreed to head up the team. Beatrice is in charge of soliciting nominations for the design team. The list of nominations will be given to me next Monday, and I will choose the 3 members for Henry's team. Does anyone have any questions?No? Okay, then I guess everything is clear. Let's stop here then.
Showtime. Okay, that covers item 2A, the number of people to hire. About 80% of us agree that we should hire 2 people. Let's move on to the next item of business, 2B, selection of candidates. Everyone has the resume of each candidate and has had time to read all of the resumes. We have to choose 2 candidates.Let's start the discussion by taking any comments anyone has to offer. Maybe it will be that the 2 best candidates will come to the front right away. So, who would like to start?
I think we should hire the 2 candidates from the International Trade Institute in Hsinchu. Their language and business training seems to be better than the candidates with bachelor's degrees in business.
I agree with Annie that those 2 candidates are well qualified, but I'm reluctant to hire 2 people from the same school.I believe it is better to have new people who do not know each other.
You are reluctant to hire people from the same school? What do you mean by that?
Yes. Could you explain more about that?
It's okay if they are from the same school. I'm reluctant if they graduated at the same time, which means they know each other. I think people grow up in a company faster if they don't have someone to attach themselves to for comfort.
I see your point. Well, who would you suggest as candidates then, Calvin?
Probably the older guy from the International Trade Institute and the woman who graduated from Donghai University. Her experience seems to be...
May I interrupt? We already have many employees from Donghai.
May I just finish? Her experience seems to be better than any of the other candidates. We definitely need people with experience if we are to compete with international companies.
That's a good point.
I totally disagree about the woman from Donghai. If we are going to choose people based on experience, then we should definitely choose the woman who worked in international banking in San Francisco. What was her name? Miss who? None of the other candidates...
Excuse me. Can I say something here? I need to tell you that Miss who called this morning to withdraw herself from consideration. She has already accepted a job at another company. Sorry, I forgot to tell you.
Oh, that's too bad.
Do you remember that guy Bob we hired 2 years ago? Remember how he always forgot his job assignments and had to be reminded? We need to be careful not to choose someone like that again. Also, he used to always...
We all remember Bob. But let's come back to the discussion of the current candidates. We need to finish this meeting soon.
In my view, experience is very important. so I also think the woman from Donghai is a good choice. Other than her, I would also agree with Calvin that the older guy from the International Trade Institute is a good candidate.
Annie, what do you think of that?
Well, I guess experience is quite important. Since Ms. Hu is off the list, I guess the woman from Donghai is the next best qualified. And I also see Calvin's point that it is better to have two new people who do not already know each other.
It seems we agree on the two candidates. That is great, because we are almost out of time. That's all for this item. So, let's go to the closing.